We missed Mariska Govender, Zansi girl, last week, and she had traveled to Makgobaskloof in Limpopo. And there's just so much for her to share about what you can find in that part of the country. Hi, Mariska.
Hi, Zanya. I had a great time last weekend in Limpopo. It was just amazing out there.
Isn't it just so scenic?
Yes, and I hadn't been to that area in a long time, and I just forgot how beautifully lush and green and fresh everything is.
Yeah, I think it's also a driver's dream. You know, those curves around the hills, the way they hug the hill as you wind down and wind up and so on. And just those vistas of those hills, it is just breathtaking.
It's just lovely to be in that indigenous forest and all that greenery. I just had a really, really good time out there enjoying the outdoor activities, the fresh air.
And what was your approach? Did you prefer to kind of just go with your gut feel about where to stop, what to try out? Or did you have a list of things that you definitely wanted to do?
No, I had a list. We stayed at Karisa Moya Leighton Lodge, which is really this beautiful forest lodge, very sort of off the grid, sustainable sort of practices, sort of way, solar geysers and all of that. Not much power. You can basically charge your phone during the day. And really, really lovely. We went for a hike in the forest. I did some birding with an awesome local bird guide called David Letsalo, who's one of Africa's top local bird guides. And it was really lovely. There's a beautiful hike down to one of these very special trees called a cabbage tree, one of the biggest of its kind in the country. And it's just really, really stunning. You really feel like you're out there in nature in the bush.
Wait, I think I didn't hear the rest after you said you did bird watching. You did a guided bird tour. Never done one of those.
I highly recommend it. It's really cool because, I mean, that part of the world, it's forest birds, which are quite different. So, like, you know, then going out to sort of Kruger, and you really get to see sort of different sort of, like, an arena trogon, really beautiful birds. And then we also stopped by at the village of Heinesburg, amazing slow food destination. If you're into food, they just had the berry festival there a couple of weeks ago, and I went berry picking at one of the Blueberry Heights farm. Fabulous. I just ate as many blueberries as I could.
Right.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. And so it's also avocado country, so I managed to get some really, really reasonable avocados at good prices, not 52 rand.
Yes, I think the pot stalls and the little cafes along those routes are a treasure as well.
Yeah, it's really like the food basket of our country. I came back with a whole basket full of stuff like macadamia oil, local fresh products and jams and honeys, and really, really fabulous.
So did you manage to visit any of the farms, the tea farms that are out there as well?
I didn't manage to go to the tea farm. I did go to an amazing organic cheese farm called Verkrachtbosch. And there you can learn about traditional cheese making practices. So they make cheese like they did in the old days, using copper pots and boiling it. And you just learn about the whole process. They had pigs on the farm. They grow all their own vegetables. So I bought a whole lot of local organic produce from their very, very interesting space.
Oh, wow. I think it is absolutely beautiful. And they're doing more and more. There's more to offer in that part of the country.
Definitely. If you're interested in food, organic food, sort of if you're a bit of a foodie, really, really lovely. They have things like Essential Oil Distillery that you can visit, and you can learn the properties of baobab oil. There's an amazing craft brewery there called Zwakala. Top beer if you're into craft beer. They're doing some amazing stuff with beer. They use the local mountain water to brew the beer. There's a maze you can visit called Azalea. There's just so much to do out there.
All right. And here I thought I knew Makgobaskloof. Thank you for the new ideas.
No worries.
Thank you. That's Mariska Govender. I'm Zansi Girl. You can also check out her blog, of course, where she posts wonderful pictures and shares the stories of all her travels.